And welcome to episode 52 of Jackknife Chicken Truck, August 24th, 2021. It is 8:58 p.m., and I'm recording this episode right before I publish Stream of Consciousness for the week. Big surprise, Joe didn't make it for family reasons. He took the kids to Kennywood, so I pulled in Jonesy and did an episode about fitness and working out and whatnot. Hopefully a good episode. This morning, Monday morning, I actually broke my plateau of 210 pounds. The past 2 or 3 weeks, I've been stuck around 211, 210. I couldn't go beyond 209. So, I got up Monday morning and saw that I was at 210.6 and decided I'm going to do 20 miles this morning because that'll definitely get me under 210. And I got to 208.6, which is awesome. I went out again last night, which is Monday night, today's Tuesday, and I did another 20 miles. That was kind of a bad idea. Well, not really a bad idea, I should have started sooner. It takes me about 45 minutes full bore to do the 11.75 miles that I've been doing. And I got a little bit slower the second time I went out. I went out this morning and did another, I did 18 miles. Well, I did 16 points, some change. I ended up not going all the way out the second time around because I ran out of time due to work. So I decided to do a 10 mile, 11.75 mile run before date night. And that was a mistake. Going out, everything was fine. Hit the end of the trail, turned around. About half a mile into it, I didn't feel too good. And I kind of had the feeling that if I stopped, I probably wouldn't have kept going. So I powered through, I did downshift a few gears, and by the time I got back into town, I was feeling much better. There's a mile marker by the casino, no, I think by the science center. Actually, it's passing the science center, where I've got a mile between that section and the, there's a blind corner heading out of town, and that's where I do my, quote, speed runs. My record is 3 minutes and 15 seconds for a mile. It was 3:19 the first time I tried with that new bike. And before then, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it was in the high fives. But now I'm riding a street bike, I actually have the speed to do it. And I'm realizing the amount of energy required to shave off a few seconds now. I did start listening to this this biking podcast. And they were giving some tips about cadence, which I'm thinking I'm going to try and get a cadence sensor and a power meter for my bike. But they seem super expensive, so I got to see if there's a cheaper alternative. They're saying that if you can get your cadence about 75 rotations a minute, that should help you increase your speed. So we'll give that a try, hopefully. But yeah, I think I'm going to stick with 20 miles a day for a couple days. Woke up this morning, felt like I couldn't move, and I guess that was just the lactic acid build up from not moving for 8 hours. Once I got in the bike, it wasn't a big deal. So, podcast boot camp class, hopefully I'll make some headway Wednesday night on it. I was supposed to work on it early on Sunday, but after the yard sales, there was one on Saturday and Sunday that my friend's wife was running at her work. And I made $123. Wasn't bad. Sold a bunch of DVDs and some other junk. It was a big success. Out of the three of us, I made the most money, so I kind of feel good about that. Kind of wanted to do the yard sale circuit, but that means you have to have stuff to sell. And I'm pretty sure I don't have that many treasures. So, other than that, that's all I got. Have a good week.